We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Samaches. We are up to Sif Hei, the second to last line on page 86. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Toa v'spalo shel chol b'Shabbos, if a person made a mistake and davened a weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, v'lo hizkir shel Shabbos, and he did not mention Shabbos at all, im okar raglov chozer l'rosh, if he took his three steps back, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, v'im lo okar raglov, and if he didn't take his steps back, Afal Pisha Siyam Tfiloso, even though he finished davening, Eino Chozer Elo Shel Shabbos. He only goes back to the bracha about Shabbos. Ushliat Tzibur Sheshachach Shel Shabbos B'Shachris Ayin La'el Simen Kuf Chavav. Ushliat Tzibur, who forgot to mention Shabbos and Shachris. So look what we learned above in Simen Kuf Chavav. So the Mishaburu says in Sivkot and Yudbeis, again, to summarize the Mechaber, a person daven on Shabbos a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, and he took his three steps back, he has to daven again. If he did not yet take his three steps back, even though he finished davening, he can go back to the middle bracha of Shabbos and continue from there. So the Mishabu writes in Sefkot and Yudbeis, Lo'oka Raglov, Ayin La'el Simen Kuf Yudzayin Sefei V'Mishabu Rasham, and note 14 reviews for us what we learned over there, it's a very important point, and that is, Shekosav Sham, Shem Omer Elokai Netzor V'yu L'Rotzo Nechshav Shesai Mes Filoso. A person who finished already Elokai Netzor and the Yul Ratzon at the end, that's considered finishing davening. Va'afilu Shadayin Lo'okar Es Raglav, even if he didn't actually take his three steps back, once you said the second Yul Ratzon, that's considered you ended davening, you have to start again. V'hosev B'shar Atzion L'kamon Shigam Im Darko Lomar Yul Ratzon Lifnei Amiras Elokai Netzor, even if you have the minhag to say Yul Ratzon before Elokai Netzor, Mikomokom Im Darko Lomar Yul Ratzon B'siyam Elokai Netzor, if you also say Yul Ratzon at the end, so long you didn't say the last Yul Ratzon, it's considered you haven't finished your davening. Because then the Yul Ratzon is considered part of the Tachanunim. And therefore the Mishabur told us over there very clearly, if you said the second Yul Ratzon, davening is over, even if you didn't take it three steps back, and you would have to start Shemoneh Esrei again. If you are before the last Yul Ratzon, so then you would go straight to the bracha of Shabbos. Says the Mishabur, Avayter Sekot Nyot Gimel Shal Shabbos, Va'afilu Niskar Kodem Modim. Even if you realize your mistake before Modim, Lo Yichlol Osa Be'avoda, you should not include the Shabbos bracha in Avoda, Lomar Ritzei Nabim Nuchasei Nabiyam HaShabbos, you shouldn't stick those words into the bracha of Avoda, L'chadchila Tzarech Lomar Bracha L'Kedushas Hayom U'B'Diyavid Yotza, because L'chadchila you should have a separate bracha for Shabbos, but B'Diyavid, if you just stuck it in there, you would be Yotze. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Sivov, HaToa B'Tfila Shabbos V'Hechlev Shel Zoba Zo. A person made a mistake in the Shabbos davening and he davened the Shabbos davening, but the wrong one. During Shabbos Shachris, he davened Shabbos Mincha. Eino Chozer, he does not go back. V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Shem Hechlef Shal Musaf Ba'acheres or Acheres B'Shal Musaf. If he mixed up Musaf with something else or something else with Musaf, then he is Chozer. Says the Mishabura in Sivkot on Yodalot, Eino Chozer, if you mix up two Shabbos davenings, you don't go back. She'ikur Bracha Revias Hi Ritzei B'Mnuchasenu. Because the Iker fourth bracha on all the Shabbos davenings is the last paragraph of Ritzei B'Mnuchasenu. V'zen Nemar B'chol HaBrachol Shal Shabbos, and that's mentioned in all the Shemoneh Esreis of Shabbos. V'davka K'shisiyam HaBracha, that which you say you don't go back is only if you already completed that bracha. Avol in Nisgar, it's a bracha postek, but if you realize your mistake in the middle of a bracha, then you would stop and switch over to the appropriate bracha. In note 17, he tells us, V'tam HaDover Shecholok din ze midin mi shehischel espal b'Shabbos filas yom chov v'niskar b'emtzah bracha shedino shetzarach l'sayim sa bracha. Why is this different than we learned last time? We learned last time if you started saying the wrong Shemoneh Esrei, a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, we said finish the bracha that you're in the middle of and then go to the Shabbos davening. But here if you're in the middle of Shabbos Shachris and you start with Mincha, we said stop in the middle and switch over to the right davening. Don't finish the bracha. Why not? So Bira Primagala, Primagala explains, Shekevan Shemikra Adin HaYotzarach L'Espal B'Shabbos Yilchaz Brachos, like we saw last time. In the Mishabura, that Me'ikra Adin on Shabbos, you should really be davening the regular Shemoneh Esrei of during the week. Im Kein HaBrachos Shel Tfilos Yom Chol Shayachos Gam B'Tfilos Shabbos. Therefore, the weekday Brachos are Shayach to the Shabbos davening. V'lachenim Hisla Brachos Shel Chol Olav L'Saima. Therefore, if you started a Bracha from the middle of the Chol Shemoneh Esrei, you should finish it. But if you started davening the Minchas Shemoneh Esrei at Shachris, they have no Shachris to each other. And therefore, you stop in the middle. That's the explanation of why if you're in the middle of the bracha the wrong Shabbos bracha, you stop in the middle and switch over to the right Shabbos bracha. But if you're in the middle of a wrong bracha in the weekday bracha, you will finish weekday bracha, because weekday bracha is shayach to the Shabbos, and the other Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei is not shayach to the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei that you're supposed to be saying right now.
If you're in the middle of the bracha, what if you're in the middle of Ritzeinu Chaseinu? Then also Paisek?
Yeah, it sounds like you'll switch over also. Because once you're still in the middle of bracha, it doesn't seem like we're mechalik. And then we said in the Mechaber, there are those who say that if the two that were switched, one of them involves Musaf, so then we said the din is different, then we said you go back. So again, if you already finished the bracha of Shachris when it's supposed to be Mincha, so we said, but yeah, just leave it. But if you were davening Shachris and you finished the bracha of Musaf, or you were davening Musaf, finished the bracha of Shachris, so then we said there's a Yesh Omrim that you will have to be Chozer. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Tesvav, Yesh Omrim HaAchronim Tomu HaMash HaKosar B'loshav Yesh Omrim. The Achronim are really wondering by the Mechaber who says, Yesh Omrim Dekuliyam HaModim Bazeh. This is actually according to everyone. So they point out, it's interesting, the Mechaber says, Yesh Omrim, everyone holds that if you switch Musaf with something else, you got to go back both ways. And the Mishnah Berurah will explain why. If you switch Musaf Ba'acheres, Ba'afilu Im HaAcheres Gam Keim Inyan HaShabbos, even if the one that you switched Musaf for something else was also Nogeya to Shabbos, could go in Yismach Moshe v'chia Gavna. For example, you said Yismach Moshe, Kevan shelo nizkar bo me'inyan karba Musaf shel Shabbos. Even though you replaced the regular Musaf Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei with the Shachar Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, so they're both Nogeya to Shabbos, but since you didn't mention anything about the karba Musaf of Shabbos, you have to go back. The kol shekene mitfila acheres lagamri, certainly if you said a weekday Shmoneh Esrei in place of Musaf, certainly you have to go back. Vidino kidlael, and the rule will be like we just said before, Dim Oka Raglov Chozel Rosh, if you either took your steps back, or according to us, you said the last year Larotso, and you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Vim Lo Oka Raglov, if you didn't take your steps back, Chozel Tikanta Shabbos, you go back to the middle bracha of the Musa Shmoneh Esrei that you're supposed to be saying. The Kosav Achai Adam Achayadam writes, Dim Niskar Achash Esiem Habrocha Hemtsoes Kodim Shisla Ritzei. Let's say we were supposed to be davening Musaf, and instead you said Yismach Moshe, you said the Shabbos Shachar Shmoneh Esrei. But you realize your mistake right after the bracha, before you started Ritzei. Zokta Chai Odom, Yomar V'nasa L'fanecha Karba Musaf. You should stick in the words right there, V'nasa L'fanecha, that we should do in front of you the Karba Musaf, V'yotza B'zeh, and that's good enough, you'll be Yotzei, V'ayim V'ralocha Mashiach Asadnu Od B'zeh. So that's if you forgot to say the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, and instead you said, let's say, the Shachar Shmoneh Esrei. So too, if it was Acheres B'Shal Musaf, Sekadon Yud Zayin, you were supposed to say Shachris, and you said Musaf. Hainu Sh'omer HaNusach Tikanta Shabbos. You said the Nusach of Musaf of Tikanta Shabbos. The Kavanos Ho'isul Hashem Shachris, but you intended to daven Shachris. The Av Shehizkir Ba'abrocha Me'inyan Shabbos, even though you in fact mentioned Shabbos in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, Afal Pikein Chozer, you still have to go back and daven the appropriate Shachris. Kevon she'omar Musaf toch tfiloso v'shikir l'fnei ha'makom. Since you mentioned Musaf in your Shmoneh Esrei, it was supposed to be for Shachris, that's like saying Sheker in front of Hashem, and therefore you have to go back. V'dino gam ken kedilel, and we'll follow the same rules as we mentioned above. Again, dim okar raglov choza l'rosh ha'tfila l'rosh u'mispal tfila acheres. If you already took your steps back, or said the last year l'ratzon, you go back to the beginning, and you daven again. Kahogen l'shem Shachris, you daven the appropriate Shmoneh Esrei by davening Shachris. Aval shel Musaf lo yispal od. But if you finish your Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, in which case you're required to go back for Shachris, because Musaf doesn't cover Shachris, because you were shikir b'tfiloso, but l'maisa you won't have to daven another Musaf. Ki kvar yotso b'tfilah harishona yidei Musaf, because you already yotze with your first tefillah, which was supposed to be for Shachris, but you accidentally said Musaf, that's good enough to be yotze your tefillah Musaf. Even though your intent in that Shmoneh Esrei was in fact to say Shachris. If you realize your mistake before you took your steps back, wherever you are standing, even if you're in the middle of one of the last three brachos, you stop in the middle, and you go back to the beginning of the Shachris bracha of Yismach Moshe. So to summarize Sivav, we're saying if a person made a mistake in one Shmoneh Esrei to another within Shabbos, so b'dieved it is okay, you don't have to go back, except if it's Musaf, according to everyone, if you replace something that was supposed to be Shachris, Maariv, Shachris, or Mincha with Musaf, that's not good, or if you replace Musaf, or the opposite way, also would not be good, Because in Musaf, you have to mention the carbon, and midavin the other ones, you're missing the carbon. And by the other ones, if you said the Musaf, it's messed up because you said the carbon Musaf, which is a sheker, so you'd have to go back. If you took it 3 steps back, you have to be chozer l'rosh. If not, you would just switch over to the middle bracha of the appropriate Shmona Esrei. And we go weiter in the Mechaber Sevav. Chozerim lomar vayechulu mishum yom tov shechal lios b'shabbos. So we're still holding by the Friday night Shmona Esrei. So you after you finish Shmona Esrei, in which you said vayechulu already, you go back and you say vayechulu again. Why are you saying it again? Because of Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos She'ein Omer Oso B'Tfila. When Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, so you say the Yom Tov Shmona Esrei, you don't say Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei, and therefore on those Shabbosos, you need to say Vayechulu afterwards. Once we institute it for those Shabbosos, they institute it for all the Shabbosos. That's reason number one. Reason number two is V'gam Lahotzi L'mi She'ein Yodea. It's also to be motzi those who didn't know how to say it themselves. V'omrim also b'kol ram, you should say it out loud, umur, and you should be standing when you say it. So the Mechabi here tells us two reasons why I repeat Vayechulu afterwards. One is because of Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, so you missed it in Shmona Esrei, so you have to say it afterwards. Reason number two is to be motzi those who don't know how to say it, and you say it out loud, and you say it when you are standing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yudches, She'ein omrim also, it's because of when Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, where you don't say it. V'agav Shabbos zeh tiknu l'chol ha-shabbosos. Because of that particular Shabbos, they establish it by all the Shabbosos. And then we said you should stay it standing up. Mu'umat sevkotin yutes. L'fi Shabbos zeh onu me'idin la'akadosh baruch hu b'mayisa bereshis. Because by saying vayechulu, we are testifying v'akadosh baruch hu that he created the world. V'din eidim b'amida, and the rule is that eidim give their eidus when they are standing. K'diksiv v'amdu shnei anoshim, like the pasuk says, the two people, the two eidim stand up. V'tov lomar osa b'yachad b'tzibur. It's good to say vayechulu together with the entire tzibur. The eidus shlema b'inan lahoi l'akadosh baruch hu. Because you need the whole congregation to be made together on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of Ma'aseh Bereishis. V'al koponim yeh b'shnayim, as we know at the very least, it should be like eidus, it should be with two. The Yochid HaMispalul, an individual who is davening by himself, Yesh Omrim De'eno Chozer Lomar Vayechulu. Some say he should not say Vayechulu after Shmona Esrei. De'ein Eidus LeYochid, there is no Eidus for an individual. The Yesh Omrim De'Yochid Yochol Lomar Aval Ein Tzarech Amida. Some say no, the Yochid has to say it. He just doesn't need the aspect of Amida. It's not a real Eidus if it's with one, therefore he doesn't have to stand up. V'tov Shegam HaYochid Yomar, and it is good, says the Mishibur, that a Yochid should say it. But he should not have kavanah that he's doing it for edus. He should say it as if he's reading in the Torah. Kosov Mate Moshe, im shochach lomar bebeis haknesses, one who forgot to say vayechulu in shul after davening, yomar oso shebakiddush meumud. He should make sure to say the vayechulu in kiddush when he is standing, because he missed the standing al the edus then. So this should be his edus. He should say it when he's standing. However, v'aminog lomar also shebakiddush mu'umud, the minog is to say it by kiddush standing always. Af im omro bebeis haknesses, even if you already said it in shul, the minog is to continue saying it at home when you are standing by kiddush. And now we're going to see a few very important notes. Number one is note number 23, on that which we said that vayechulu is being made on HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mayisa bereishis. The Chazanish explains, Shemitam zeh, we'll see later that the Chazanish doesn't agree with this reason. But according to this reason, the Torah writes, Sheyesh la'omer b'korom, since it's Eidah, you say it out loud, u'bekach ki'ilu anu machrizim u'me'idum b'fnei kol bo'i olam, it's as if we're announcing and testifying in front of the whole world, ki sheyesh es yomim osa Hashem es Hashemayim v'sa'aretz, that Hashem created the heaven and earth in 6 days. Skip down to note 25, a very, very important note. V'hamispalo Shmona Esrei v'ischilu ha'tzibu lomar vayechulu. If you are in the middle of Shmona Esrei and the tzibur started saying vayechulu, kasav agonu shalom azam arbach, shem nimtza be'elokai netzor, if you're in the middle of elokai netzor, ukfar omar lifneche in yulu ratzon, you already said the first yulu ratzon, and now you're holding in the middle of elokai netzor, where you're very limited in terms of what responses you're normally allowed to say, Yochol lomar vayechulu matzibur, says Shlomo Zalman, you could say vayechulu right there with the tzibur. Kevan shevayechulu hu chelak me'atfilo shel El Shabbos. Since vayechulu is a chelak of the Shmona Esrei of El Shabbos, v'gam hu mekayim b'kach etz ha'inyan shel shnei edim. And through saying it while you're middle of elokai netzor with the tzibur, you're mekayim saying it with two edim. V'chein etz ha'hidr shel amirasa ba'asara, you're also yosei v'amira ba'asara. I asked the kasha once, if you remember, on the Arsiyam, on the, I believe I said this over by the Siyam on Chelek Aleph. I asked the Kasha on this. I was davening Shmona Esrei once on Yontif. When Shabbos falls out on Yontif, So you're not saying it in the Shemoneh Esrei. So this din of Shlomo Zalman also apply. Shlomo Zalman says, since it's part of the Shemoneh Esrei, so you could say it during Elokai Netzur with the Tzibur because it's part of the Shemoneh Esrei. That's on a regular Shabbos. But the main reason we're saying in the first place, we just saw the Mechaber, is when Shabbos falls on Yantav. When Shabbos falls on Yantav, you're not saying it in the Shemoneh Esrei. So will the same din apply that you could say it in Elokai Netzur? Maybe it's not so posh. It's not part of the Shemoneh Esrei. Tzarechin. Continues note number 25. Va'avu dasa chazun ish. Sha'amiras vayachulu shalachar tfila ein elohidr. And even according to the Chazon Ish, that saying Vayechulu after the davening is only a hiddur, Rechaim Kineski says, Sheyachol Omer Vayechulu imatzivu gashom elokai netzur. Even then, says Rechaim Kineski, you could say it during elokai netzur. And we go on in note number 25. Vahamispalel Shmona Esrei, Vahadayin lo Omer Vayechulu shebetfilas halachash. Some other very interesting shailas. A person who is davening Shmona Esrei, and he did not yet get to Vayechulu in his silent Shmona Esrei, he's getting out to Vayechulu in Shmoneh Esrei. They're getting out to Vayechulu after Shmoneh Esrei. Shlomo Zalman Paskins, Sheyamtin v'yomrenu b'lachash im atzibur. You should wait for them and say it together with the tzibur. Ula'achar sheyasayim es tfiloso yomar shuv Vayechulu. When you finish Shmoneh Esrei, say it again. Ve'eino tzorg l'chapes other notes of shiomar imo. You don't have to find anyone else. You should chop your second Vayechulu, but the first one you were yotze, you're ready with your din edus and your din asara, because you said it with the tzibur. We're going to continue in this note in the back of the sefer on page 11, the bottom half. V'im omar Vayechulu b'tfilas lachash. If you said Vayechulu in your silent Shmoneh Esrei, umiyad kishesayim lomar, and immediately when you finish Vayechulu in your silent Shmoneh Esrei, Hischilu haTzibur laOmro. The Tzibur started saying it after Shmoneh Esrei. So Shlomo Zalman says Shemuter lo lachzor velomar imohim. You could repeat Vayechulu in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. If you just finished it the first time, you could say it a second time with the Tzibur. Shedome lekofel chelak mebrachaso Shemuter. It's like repeating part of a bracha a second time, which you're allowed to do. Very big chedushim here by Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Umi sheherich betfilas lachash v'sayim es filosok shatzibur sayim ulomar Vayechulu b'kol. One who davened the lengthy Shmoneh Esrei. And he finishes Shmoneh Esrei as the Tzibur finished saying Vayechulu. So Hora Hagrad Baran Sheim Yasu Lomar Vayechulu Tok De Dibur L'Sim Hashatz. If you'll start your Vayechulu Tok De Dibur of the last person saying it with the Tzibur, meaning the Shliat Tzibur, Nechshav Sheomer Imam. It's like you said it with them. Kimola Inyan Edus Shekasa BeGemara Sheid HaOmer Eduso Tok De Dibur LaEdus Chaveru Nechshav Esil Edus Achas. If one Eidus is said, Tok the Dibur of another Eidus is considered one Eidus. And therefore, you could say your Vayechulu as long as you're still Tok the Dibur of the Chazan. Fine. Let's go see one more note here. Note number 26. Going back on this same halacha, that at the very least you should have two people. In note 26, he brings from the Chazon Ish, who writes, Shenirish She'ain Tzarech Lahadr L'Omar B'Shnayim. The famous Chazon Ish says you don't need two for Vayechulu. She'esh Lachu Shenirish Kimamid Edom HaMaisa Bereshis. It looks like you're standing up Edom for Maisa Bereshis, which is inappropriate. The host of Shamni adds on there, She'etachin She'af Ein Tzarech L'Omar B'Kol Ram U'Ba'amida. And it's likely you don't have to say it B'Kol Ram or B'Amida, even though he's going l'chara against the mechaber. Let's go weiter in the mechaber now in Sivches. Omer, so that takes care of the halacha of Vayechulu after Shmoneh Esrei. We know after that we say the Birchas Me'ein Sheva, says the mechaber, Va'omer Shlal Tzibur Bracha Achas Me'ein Sheva. After Vayechulu, the Chazan says the Bracha Achas Me'ein Sheva. Ve'ein HaYochid Omer Osa, and the individuals do not say this Bracha. Says the Ramah Miyo, however, in my Yochid Rotzel Lahachmer Lasmo, if an individual wants to be Machmer himself, Yochol Laomra Belo Psicha Belo Chasimu, he can say the Birchas Me'ein Sheva without the opening and without the ending. V'chein Nohogin HaTzibur, and that is the Minug, that the Tzibur says it, Laomra Im Shliat Tzibur Belo Psicha Belo Chasimu. We call that Magen Avos. That in most places, the Tzibur says the Magen Avos, which is believe the beginning of the Bracha and believe the ending of the Bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kadon Chof. Achas me'ein sheva, hu ma she'al tzibur, she'ashliat tzibur, omer achar ha'tvila, baruch ato Hashem lokeinu velokei avoseinu, konei shemayim ve'aretz. That is the bracha of me'ein sheva. V'nitkeno mishum sakonas mazikin. This bracha was instituted because of the dangers of mazikim. Shebotei knesio shalom hayu basada, their shuls used to be out in the fields. V'lofa'om b'nei adam ma'achron lovelu beis ha'kneses, sometimes people come late to shul. V'yisharu yechidim beis ha'kneses basada, and they would remain alone out in the fields, in the shuls, and it was dangerous. Lefikach tiknu bracha zo. Therefore, they establish this bracha kedeisha ba'ocha shel tzibur marichva, so that while the shel tzibur is elongating this bracha, yisaimu gam hem tefilasam, they would also finish a tefila. It was a way to elongate davening a little bit. Vegam ha'idna lo zozo takana mimakomo, and even nowadays this takana has not moved from its place. But it should be said, Lamaisa, if you want to say the Magen Avos, it should be said without the beginning, without the end. Sefkadon Chav Aleph, Dahainu, Shemaschil, Magen Avos, Ad Zecher, Lamaisa, Bereshit, Vilvad, which is the Minhag Olam, that you just say the middle paragraph, you leave off the beginning bracha and the ending bracha. Let's see in the back of the Sefer a couple of more notes, which continues on page 12. On page 12 in the back, note 31 discusses whether when the Chazan says the bracha mein sheva, should he bow? Baruch atah, should he be bowing? It's one of those awkward moments. The Chazan doesn't know what to do. So let's see what he should do. Ule'inyan tzarech lechroa bo betchilas ha-bracha kemo be-birchas ovo she-v'shmona esrei. L'maisa, it's an abbreviated seven. It's a bekitzer of the seven brachos of Shabbos and the Shmona Esrei. So should he bow or not? So the Shalosh and Shuvah Zecher, Yehosef, and the Makor Chayim write, she-tzarech lechroa, they have to bow. V'chein hor Rav Yoshev. Rav Yoshev says you have to bow. V'agona Shlomo Zalman Orbach, b'tchilo hoysa daiter shelo l'chroa. Originally, Shlomo Zalman felt you didn't have to bow. Aval acha shenitfa sefer mekor chayim. After the sefer mekor chayim that we just mentioned was printed, the rabo shasover sheyesachroa bito daito. He changed, he was mevatel as das to mekor chayim. So Shlomo Zalman Rav Yoshev, they all say that you should bow. Me'idach, the levushei Mordechai writes, Shalom atzano shetiknu l'hishtachavos v'birchas mein sheva. But it seems to be, again, the majority opinion seems to say that you should bow. Let's continue weiter in note number 34. We said that the tzibur, if they want to say the bracha themselves, they say Magen Avos till Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. V'gamkish is mispalel bebeisel b'yachidus. So too when a person is davening himself in the house. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, Sha reshus b'yado l'omra b'li bracha. He says you have reshus to say Magen Avos. This is written different in different siddurim. Some siddurim say don't say it. Some siddurim say yes, say it. But here you go. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says you are allowed to say it b'yachidus. However, the Makor Chaim writes, Shem eino shomea me'ashat es ha-bracha. If you don't hear the bracha in the beginning from the chazin, ein lahaschal m'mogin avos. You can't start from m'mogin avos. Kevin she'ein lahaschal ozu shum havana. It doesn't make any sense. It's a hemshich of the bracha. And therefore, if there is no tzibur, there's no beginning bracha, you should not say m'mogin avos alone. So now we understand why in different siddurim it says different things, because l'maisa, it is a machlokas in the achronim. Let's go weiter in, let's see one more note over there, note number 35. Note number 35 is go. Did we see that in the Mishabur yet?
No.
Oh, we didn't see the Mishabur yet. Zok the Mishabur said Kadon Chav Beis. We said that the Tzibur, if they want to say it, or an individual wants to say it, they should say it below Psicha below Chasima, which we explained was Magen Avos until Zechel Maisa Bereshis. Zok the Mishabur Chav Beis ki Ikerat Takana Hayosh Shal Tzibur Yivarech Osa. The Ikerat Takana, as just mentioned before, was a Shal Tzibur should say this bracha. Al Kein Nira Pashit. Therefore, it appears obvious. Shemashin Ohagim Beizem Makomo Shal Tzibur Omer Bekol Ram Rak Ad Kone Shemayim Ve'aretz. That was some places the Chazan just says out loud too, Kone Shemayim Ve'aretz V'Yachakach Omer B'lachash, and then he says it silently, and everyone joins together from Magin Avos Lo Yafein Osin. They're not doing the right thing. El Achash Shesimu Hakol. After the Tzibur finishes their Magin Avos, Yaschil Hu Magin Avos B'Kol Ram. The Chazan has to say Magin Avos alone afterwards B'Kol Ram. And note 35 in the back, he writes, V'aminog b'Yerushalayim kasa b'luach arisha b'batei midrashos hayeshonim nohogim kedas hagra. And the old batei midrashos are not like the gra. She'ein ha-tzibur omro klal. The tzibur doesn't say Magen Avos at all. V'rak ha-shat levado omer birchas mein sheva. Only the Chazan says it, and that is the minhag in our yeshiva, not to say it. But you don't see a minhag brought down that when someone starts to say that you shush him. That minhag you don't see brought down. The minhag to not say it is brought down. The shushing minhag is not brought down. Could be it's obvious. Could be it's obvious that the whole tzibur should shush the guest who starts saying it. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber and Siftes. Yom Tov Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. When Yontov falls on Shabbos. Now just to Chazer for a moment, we said when Yontov falls on Shabbos, that was the whole purpose for Vayechulu being instituted. But not for Magen Avos. Magen Avos was instituted for Shabbos, for people in the Sada, to extend davening. Yom Tov Shechal Lios B'Shabbos, Eino Maskir Shal Yom Tov B'Birchas Mein Sheva. There is no mention of the Yontov in the Birchas Mein Sheva. Pirish Birchas Kel El Yon Kone, which we're discussing. Let's see the Mishabura. Zivkanachov Gimel, Eino Maski, you don't mention Yontif, Ki lo tikanua ela b'Shabbos. It was only instituted for Shabbos. Vafilu b'Shabbos Eino Chova Mitzad Adin. And even for Shabbos, it's not the Achi of Mitzad Adin. Rashi tikanua Mishim Sakona Kanal, they just established it to avoid Sakona, like we mentioned before. Umadi tikun vein hosef aleh. And therefore, whatever they establish, and we shouldn't add on to this. Look in the Bir Halacha, the last Bir Halacha on page Memdalud, Yom Tov Shechal Lios. We said in the Mechaber, Yom Tov Shechal Lios Shabbos, you don't mention the Yom Tov in the Birgaz Main Sheva. Koy al kol Yom Tov Levad and the Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. De'ein Omrim Oso. Zok the Bir Halacha, this Mechaber, which is saying that you say it on every Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos, you just don't add anything for Yom Tov, but you say the Birgaz Main Sheva, that's true for all Yom Tovim except for the first night of Pesach. The first night of Pesach falls on Shabbos. You do not say it. Why? The lo nitkan elo mishum mazikin. As we saw before, it was only instituted because of mazikim. Uba Pesach hu lel shimurim. There are no mazikim on Pesach. Pesach is lel shimurim, and therefore you don't say the first night of Pesach. Let's see note 36 in the back of the Sefer on page 12. But let's say a person started saying it. Vim hischil la omro. Vim nisgar la achar shom baruch atu Hashem. And then it would be inappropriate to shush him, because he already said Hashem's name. So the Das Torah writes, She yisayim es ha-brocha k'dei shelo yabrocha levatol. If someone the first night of Pesach made a mistake, it fell on Shabbos, and he started saying the birchas mein sheva, he said Hashem's name already, you let him finish it. Because we don't want it to be a brocha levatol. The efshir lismuch al das ha-ramah. Shegam b'lel Pesach efshir l'omer l'may. So there is a shita of the Ramah that says that you can't say it on l'el Pesach as well, and therefore if someone already started saying it, you would allow him to complete it. You wouldn't stop him in the middle. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber Sif Yud. Ein Omrim Bracha Me'ein Sheva Bebeis Chasanim Va'Avelim. We do not say the Brachas Me'ein Sheva on Friday night in a house of a Chasan or in a Beis Avel. Teleka Taima De Ma'achron Lavo Shun Nizokin. Because the reason doesn't apply over there. The whole reason was so they shouldn't be in a dangerous place in the fields when davening is late. But if they're in town, they're by Beis Avel or by Beis Chasan. So then it was never established. Says the Mishaburah Sifkanu Chavdal Bebeis Chasanim Pirish. Kishim Mispalim Bebeisim Beminyan. When they're davening in their house of the minyan, the kol shekein osan shemispalim leprokim b'minyan b'bayis. Certainly those people who once in a while, when it rains maybe, they make a minyan in the house, they do not say the birchas mein sheva. Aval k'shiyesh kviyas al eze yomim, but if there is a kviyas in a certain place for a certain amount of days, the yesh sefer Torah etzlam, and there is a sefer Torah by them, k'mo b'yiridim, like when there's a fair, doma lebeis hakneses kavua v'omrim. Then it's like a beis hakneses kavua, and you would say the birchas mein sheva. Delek a time of the reason why in general you don't say that a base chasen or a base avel or when you're davening in a minyan once in a while by your house is because the reason of the whole institution of that bracha doesn't apply. But in a place where the minhag is, they say this bracha where they shouldn't say it, so you shouldn't protest against them. Primogodim is not maskim. He says you should protest against it because it's possibly a bracha levatola. I just want to read in the back of the sefer a little bit from a couple of notes. If you look at note 37, he writes, "Ubidgeder kviyasu." What's considered a kviyas? So the Eish Lavram writes, "Shekevan she'eno makom kviyas gomur." Since the place where they're davening is not a shul, it's not a makom kviyas gomur. Tzarich she'yeh kavua l'tfila kama yomim beritzifus. It has to be that this place is set up as a makom tfila for a few consecutive days. V'gam she'yispalalu ba'osam yomim eskol ha'tfilos betzibur. It has to be they're davening all the tfilos then. Betzibur together as a minion. If you skip that, I'm just going to read two other interesting points. In the middle of note 39, he brings from Moshe, Shafilu sheyesh kviyas gemura lispal bebayis mesuyim, rak mariv shalel Shabbos. You know, there's a house that they have a kviyas thing, a thing that every Friday night they daven at a person's house. The ein sham sefer Torah, and there is no sefer Torah, yesh lomar bo birchas mein sheva. So Moshe finds he passes in such a case, you can say the birchas mein sheva. And the last point we'll see, if you look all the way down, the end of note 40, he brings a psak from the Vayoshev, Sheminag Yerushalayim Lomar B'chol Makom. That even though we have all these requirements, Lamaisa, the Minag in Yerushalayim is that they always say the Birchas Mein Sheva, either there's no Sefer Torah, it's a once in a while minion, and that's brought down from many other poskim as well. And we'll stop here, and we'll pick up in Mitzvah Shem with Sif Yud Aleph tomorrow.